Now, we find here in verse 7, "And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Where shall I seek comforters for her?" In other words, God says, where in the world will I get people to come and mourn over this city? Nobody will mourn over it. Nobody will weep over it. There'll be no mourners there. It is a very sad situation and a very sad one indeed. I know that here in Southern California, one of the saddest experiences that I had as a pastor was to be called by a funeral home, and several of them here in Pasadena became my very personal friends over the years, and they would call me to come in and conduct a funeral. And I never shall forget one funeral that I had of a dear old man that had died. And this man actually was a Christian, but he had come out here from the East with his wife for her health, and she had died, and he became bedridden, and people forgot about him. And when he died, why, I guess many even didn't recognize his name. And when I went down to conduct the funeral, wasn't anybody in there. Nobody came. To me, it was the saddest thing. So I went in, and I knew the funeral director pretty well, and I got him up, and I said, "You get all your office force and come on in there. We're going to have a funeral service." And they rounded up everybody around there that they could and brought them in. And we had about a dozen. So I brought a message of hope for a Christian and the gospel right over his remains to be able to say Jesus died for our sins and he rose again for our justification. But it was sad to have a funeral service like that, to have no one attend. Well, God says there are not going to be any mourners at the funeral of Nineveh. The whole world actually will rejoice in that day, which they did. And God brought them down, this great city. And when God said this, who would have believed it? Unless you'd believe God, you would have to accept it by faith. But it came to pass just as God said it would come to pass.